The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Parents from Dunshaughlin in County Meath have taken their campaign for more Gael Scullina places to the Dáil today. We are joined by one of those parents, Áine McKenna, and by the Sinn Féin TD for Meath East and spokesperson for Education and Youth, Darren O'Rourke. Áine, to you first, what has brought you to the steps of Dáil Éireann?
Oh, hi. Yeah, no, we have come. This is our second trip into Dáil Éireann, actually. Yeah, we have just come in requesting for an Irish school for them to open up a second classroom. So we've been campaigning since the 5th of March and trying to engage with the Department of Education. Yesterday, we got some good news, well, positive news, that we are hoping that the department is going to open the class for us. We just have to sort out a few little things like the teacher and the building, but
so
the Department of Education now said they will are open to the idea.
Okay, so just to be clear on the background to this, there is a Gael school in Dunshaughlin, but there's excess demand for it, basically. Is that it in a nutshell?
Yeah, so the Gael school had 130 applications this year, and the Irish school principal, Ronan, said they've never seen numbers like this before.
And how many places can they accept?
They took 26 pupils this year, but 22 of them were siblings, so actually only 4 places went out to the community.
Wow, 26, and there's 130 that wanted to get in.
Yeah, well, that's duplication now. People have put their name down in 3 different schools. But yeah, no, he's had very high demand, for it. So.
There is a national school in Dunshaughlin, I imagine, is there?
Yes, so this is what we were kind of campaigning with Hildegard and Upton in regards to. So there is a new, there's a school down by the GAA pitch, a primary school, and they have built a brand new school that's actually in being built at the moment, which is going to be ready next year. Hildegard and Upton and them said that they would sanction an extra classes to accommodate the numbers in the village, which is very positive for some parents because obviously they do want a place there. But there's, in the group that I've been organising, there's over 22 people in my WhatsApp group, and they all want the Gael school and we're quite committed to that.
Why is going to a Gael school, why is your kids going to a Gael school so important to you, Áine?
Yeah, well, I was saying to aside today, like we're Irish and we're proud to be Irish, and we have kind of forgotten about the language. I want my daughter to obviously, I know they will get that in the other school, but I want her to be fluent in Irish and speaking, and then just the community spirit for the Irish as well. Then it's got obviously the religious side. It's the board of management is the bishop and the priest as well. So yeah, it's just a different type of school. The other one is an educate together, so they have different morals and different ethos of what they want to teach. But the group that I'm representing, the 20 parents, they all want to be involved in this Irish language and their children to be immersed in that kind of fluency.
Okay, you think you've got a breakthrough today?
I do, yeah, I do. We met Helen McEntee. She came out to speak to me today, and she said, yes, this is looking good news on you. The Department of Education is now engaging with this conversation.
Helen McEntee being your local TD,
she's
Minister for Foreign Affairs, but she's not Minister.
Yes,
she was Minister for Education, but she's there as your local TD,
Yeah, and she has done, like last year in 2025 in November, she had developed a new policy about introducing more Irish medium schools in Ireland and the importance of it within the family and the community and that side of it. So we were glad today that she was kind of thing. And our other TD, Minister Thomas Byrne, he works with the EU, and he was on saying that obviously Irish people need to learn to speak the Irish language for government jobs and for representing the Ireland in the EU and things of that. So we were glad to kind of have their input as well as supporting us. But Darren O'Rourke is our head man. He's been
I was going to speak to Darren. And now, Darren, do you welcome this development today?
Oh yeah, it is welcome news. It's light at the end of the tunnel. Obviously, there's a commitment there in principle. I think that that the department will support those children who want an Irish medium education. I think the details of that in terms of, you know, teaching support and the physical space, the building itself, whether it's a prefab in the short term. I think the detail of that has to be worked out, and I think it's important that it is worked out as quickly as is possible. I have to say to Anya and to the other parents, you know, they have done absolutely Trojan work in relation to this, as they have said. And I know, like, I know some of the parents literally bought their houses with a view to sending their children to a Gaelscoil. I know others who their children went to the nearby Nenagh and would have viewed to getting a place in the Gaelscoil and were refused places based on the shortage of capacity there. So I think in the first instance, it is welcome that there's a positive indication, and I hope that we can see that through to fruition now. And I suppose to commend as well the principal in the Gaelscoil, who was absolutely open from the outset, and I think had exactly the right frame of mind in terms of ensuring that any child that wanted an Irish medium education would be afforded that opportunity, and hopefully that does come to pass now.
Okay, loads of texts coming in this, Darren, and I'm not endorsing these, because I actually think every school in the country should be a Gaelscoil, but lots of people not positive about Gaelscoil for some reason. Here's a sample. My kids go to a non-Gael school. It's closest to my home. I've so many neighbours who put their kids in a Gaelscoil, which is much further away. When I asked them why, the main reason they say is Gaelscoil will more likely not have foreign kids, which I think is sad. It's an indicative of modern Irish society. Yeah. Now, I have to say, personally, I've never heard anyone ever say that. It's a line that I've heard used by people. I've never actually heard anyone say it.
Yeah, I had a parent that wanted somebody, or their child they wanted to put in the school as well. So I don't feel that that's a good interpretation. I think everybody should be entitled to learn Irish if you're living in Ireland.
Yeah, fair enough. Another Moonshore has got in touch to say, having taught in the Gaelscoil for a year, I was shocked at the low level of proficiency in the language among teachers, low standards in two languages among pupils, especially those with additional needs, children totally at sea in subjects such as science, maths, due to complexities of teaching and learning through Irish. Students then go into secondary school with subjects taught in English and end up being at a disadvantage. Gaelscoil are a fad and not all they're cracked up to be. Well, look, all I can say is in response to that is over 40 years ago, I spent a year in school through Irish. I didn't find it difficult. I didn't find it complex. I went to an English language secondary school after it. Unfortunately, I should have stayed at the Gaelscoil, but it wasn't difficult at all. I think that's nonsense, quite frankly. But anyway, Darren, would Sinn Féin look at the idea of every school being a Gaelscoil? Is that something you would consider?
Oh, I think, and actually, I think there's a cultural hang-up, I would say, in relation to Gaelscoil and particularly Gael Coláiste within the department, and I would say within successive governments. Actually, before the Education Committee today, we had various Irish language organisations before us outlining the just severe shortage of Irish medium education at primary, at secondary level, and the amount of areas that don't have access. So I think in relation to this, it is a matter of choice for parents. In the case of Dunshaughlin there, parents wanted to send their children to a Gaelscoil for a variety of reasons, but were being denied that opportunity. Hopefully that is changing now. But I do think that the state needs to step up in relation to the provision of Irish language education. They have said that they're not going to open any new Gaelscoil or Gael Coláiste in the next 5 years. I think that's a really retrograde step. I think for every child to have that opportunity is really, really important in Ireland. That's certainly something that Sinn Féin would seek to achieve, to have the opportunity. Doesn't mean that every child has to, and I think within that, what you need to do is set ambitious targets and to deliver on them in the years ahead.
Okay, Darren O'Rourke, Sinn Féin TD for Meath East, and Sinn Féin's education spokesperson, and Anya McKenna, a parent who is looking to get that extension to the Gaelscoil in Dunshaughlin. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.